Okay, we are beginning Simon Beis, Din Levisha's Begadim. So in this Simon, we're going to speak about the correct procedure, how a person is supposed to get dressed and undressed. Some dinim of tznius, in general, how a person should wear their clothing, put shoes on, take shoes off, how a person should walk, and the concept of covering one's head. It's going to be a little bit tricky to ascertain as to what exactly is Me'ikr Hadin Mamish, and what is really Mili de Chasidus. Is this kind of, are these chumras? For instance, there is a bach over here. It happens to be going in, I think, the next sif. But the bach says, Kol mili de chasidu shekosev rabbeinu b'simen zeh, whom yireish sefer hayira l'rabbeinu yoyna. So he says that all of the things which are mentioned in the simen, which are mili de chasidus, things of chasidus, they are taken from Rabbeinu Yoyna. So how is one to approach it? Is it mili de chasidus or is it a halacha? You know, and in general, this is something which needs an explanation. We find things in Shulchan Aruch. Do we say everything which appears in Shulchan Aruch is 100% halachically compelling? Or no, sometimes the Shulchan Aruch, like we saw yesterday, says, Toi vlasis kach v'kach. It's good to do with so-and-so. So, that, I mean, this is something which comes up many times throughout Shulchan Aruch as to what exactly is Me'ikr Hadin Mamish, and what is considered to be a nice thing to do, what is meaning to Hasidus. So that's something which we have to bear in mind. So let's see. He says, Lo yilbash chalukay miyushav. A person should not put on their garment when they are sitting up in bed. So it seems to be, we're discussing over here, an individual who's sleeping without any clothing, without wearing any clothes. And then now they would like to get dressed. So the option is, they remove their duvet, they remove their sheets, and they sit up, and now they are bare-chested. So on that, says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yolbash chalukei miyushav. One should not put on their chaluk when they are sitting up, because when they sit up, they are bare-chested. Ela yikach chalukei, v'yachnis b'reishai uzroi oisav ba'idenu sheichev. But rather, you take the garment and you stick it over your head, and in the beginning, and you put it over your over your arms, so that when you sit up, now that you sit up, it'll just drop down and fall over your chest. The nimsa kishayakum shehu mechusa. And it turns out now, when he is sitting up, he is now mechusa. Okay. So in other words, this is a halacha of inyan etzvias. And it's important to note, you know, often women are always told, you know, this is a lack of tznius, that's a lack of tznius, you have to do this, you have to do that. It's very important to point out, tznius is a halacha which applies to men also. The way the Shulchan Aruch is presenting it, you're not allowed, what he seems to be saying is you're not allowed to be bare-chested stam. We will speak about certain places where, l'chol hadeis, you are allowed to be bare-chested, and you are allowed to be without clothing. But, you know, a person shouldn't think that tznius is something which only applies to women. That lechor is what's coming out of this sif. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So he said, one should not be leibis v'cholak miyushav when they're sitting up. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, da'oz v'chreach yizgala gufoy. Because if they do so, then they will reveal their body. V'adam tzach l'znag b'tznius v'bushlof ne'akadosh baruch hu. Person needs to be b'tznius. V'afilu kishu laila v'chadu chadarim halei malei kala arz kevoidoy. There's no difference between day and night. A person needs to be mindful not to reveal your skin, places which are usually covered. Places which are usually covered. Now this is going to be an important discussion. So what is considered to be places which are usually covered? So let's see. The Mishnah Berurah says, Avol rashay legaleiz yade ad kuvade. One is allowed to reveal one's arm up until the elbow. So that means, you know, from your hand up until the elbow, that is a place which you're allowed to reveal. Vitzavore ad hechaza, your neck up until your chest. So it comes out, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that one is not allowed to wear a short sleeve shirt. That's what comes out. That's what he's saying. So Rav Nevenzahl says in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman that these things depend on the Medina, wherever you are. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman that nowadays the minhag hamekubal is that a person can wear a short sleeve shirt, and therefore that is not considered to be a lack of tznius. But there are machmirim, and that's why there are certain groups of people that they will never wear short sleeve shirts because, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Wearing a long sleeve shirt. I missed it. I'm sorry. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and nowadays it's considered to be a mekubal to wear short sleeves. That is fine. We don't necessarily find, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't mention this about short trousers, about shorts as such. So there is this discussion, you know, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable. The quotes over here from Rav Moshe, the Tshuva of Rav Moshe in Yerveh Chelek Gimel, where Rav Moshe discusses this concept of what is the Minhag HaMedina and so on. And Rav Moshe says it's not referring to necessarily the Minhag HaMedina out in the street, because out in the street a person might wear more clothing than in their bedroom, in their house. So he says it's more about what people will wear in their homes and so on, which gives a little bit more room, you know, to maneuver as far as the amount of clothing which you have to wear. And Rav Moshe discusses also, is a person allowed to be naked in the bathroom to change clothing? So Rav Moshe says yes. And he says, very interesting, he says, pajamas. So it says Rav Moshe, those people have got special pajamas which they wear eitzah tova, a lifshet begadov, a little bit of pajamas, the habadarum. You should change them in the bathroom. Shehu mehabatim b'medina zu v'hu makim sha'imdim shama rumim l'rachitza. This is a place where people are naked for washing. And he says that this is a place where this is permitted to do. Are you the shoyel? You seem to already be meramis to this in your question. Your question was maybe the hetzer to be without clothing is only if you're going to take a shower or a bath, not to change clothing. And that Rav Moshe says, no, it's perfectly fine to change clothing. So according to Rav Moshe, changing one's clothing in the bathroom is fine. In the bedroom, it seems to be the bedroom is a little bit more chamor for a person to be without clothing in the bedroom.
But, yeah. Can you tell us what age are we talking from?
Look, with all these things, you know, once a child reaches the age of chinuch, so then one tries to be mechanech a child once they have a certain level of intellectual understanding and sophistication. You're mechanech a child in these areas and so on. And that's always the thing. So, but there is a discussion. What is considered to be the norm? What's considered to be commonplace? What's the Minhag HaMedina? What is considered to be a place that the person is ragel to be without clothing? Can a person say that their bedroom is like a bathroom? There's no difference between the two, and so on. But at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, the one needs to be a little bit more machmer. And so, now he says Al Kain on Pilois. Which usually we say is like socks. You should remove socks also under your sheets in order not to reveal your legs. Because they are always covered in these medinas. Again, so one needs to know. But he says, because in Radin, people did not walk without socks. Even in the summer, unless it's just impossible to do. Another place where it's mutter to relax some of these laws is in a base amerchat shadakin shal bnei adam leilach shama rumim v'iyef shebinyan acher. I think this line is important because often you see people in the mikvah, you know, they're having a langa shvuz in their birthday suits, mamish, you know. as if like nothing's going on. The Mishnah Berurah says is a hetzer if it's efsher b'inyan acher. It's the Asher Binyan Asher, which means it's not, you know, that just there's no, you don't have to worry about it at all. So we're going to see when you go to the mikvah, as you descend to the mikvah, you don't have to worry about tzniyas possible when you come up. But, you know, when you're in the changing room and you're able to cover up, I don't know, I'm not aware of a hetzer to just, you know, have a long shmooze in your birthday suits. Lani is daiti. But he says, if you're in the base of Mechatz and it's Efsher Binyan Asher, a mizem shimpritzis. You're going to wash and bathe in the river, also in Cain. Instead of leaving your clothes a mile away, you should change and disrobe as close as possible. In order not to be uncovered. Even as you descend into the river, you need not cover the makamai erva. In fact, you're actually not supposed to. But when you come out of the mikvah, come out of the river, but then you're facing people, you should bend over a little bit. Or place your hand over as opposed to touching. The Magen Avraham writes very strongly, you have to be careful not to touch. But good. What is considered to be the garment of a Talmud Chacham who is mindful about tznius, if his flesh is not visible? This is like the Mishnah Berurah. Vayin ein nizharin b'zeh mishum shahochin akol bebatei shekayim ve'ein habasim iris. But nowadays we wear trousers, we usually wear vests, we wear other clothing underneath, so one does not need to be so concerned about the outer garment, because anyway we wear garments underneath. Good. We said that a person should not sit up in bed where you will be bare-chested, but rather you take your garment and you put it through your head. Put your head through, so that when you sit up, and imtza kishi yakum, zagdanish mretzalim, kishi yakum, v'yetz mitachas kisa sadinei, shayim unachsham arum, you were naked, very clear, you were naked under your sheets, kishi pashat chalukai. Now, when you sit up, ye ata take a mechusa, you will be mechusa. Why? Gravity. Ki yipol chalukai al kol gufe mi'atzme, because it will just naturally fall down on the rest of your body. Fine. Now he mentions some things which have to do with clothing. If a person places his clothing under his pillow, that is considered to be something which is kasha l'shikha. That is something which causes a person to forget his learning. Ain't paid. It could be if you place something between the clothing and between your head and the clothing. Ain't paid. That's okay. The chin yizar milovish shneim al bushim yachad. The pamechad. You should not wear two of the exact same garment, one on top of the other. That's also kikash l'shikha. And with things which are kash l'shikha, so there is a discussion about how careful a person needs to be. Number one, they say that women don't need to worry about it so much because it's referring to shikha satera, and women do not have a mitzvah or an azhara to be mindful of this, so women don't have to worry. So women can have as many olives as they'd like, even if olives are kashal and shikha, because women don't have a mitzvah to remember their learning. Number one. Number two, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, with these things, one needs to know one's own memory and how sensitive a person is to these types of things, and if you see that it doesn't affect you, I think I've seen in Prince Bishmai that he says you don't need to worry about it so much. Al kopanim, in general, a person should at least be mindful of it, unless they know that it doesn't affect them. Al hakiri ksav shal gav a kever, reading the writing on a kever. Oyam estakel b'fnei ameis mishakech limudei, and again, the ksav they say it's referring to when it's boilet, if it's sticking out. That's what you should avoid. And so to looking at the face of a mace, Meshekech Limudei, Ayin Oyed Prima Godim, Midvarim Hamachzir Halima, things which are good to bring back one's learning, olive oil, for instance, is one of the things. Maybe just to mention a couple of things. He quotes over here from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, who says that this, that we say that if you put clothing under your head for your pillow, it's only if you're regular. If you do this on a regular basis, then it's problematic. But if you do it occasionally, it's fine. What's my proof? It says the Kahanim and the Beis HaMikdash nogu heter ki hayu b'mishmaris v'lehayis alehem kviyus b'zeh, and that's what they did with their clothing. They put it under their head. So you see that, you know, they did it for a week at a time, you know, once or twice a year, so you see that it's okay. Chaim Knievsky is chaylik on his raya. He says maybe that's not such a good raya, because there was a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be shamer there. But Godim, shamer mitzvah, yedu davara. Maybe that's a different story, because there's a mitzvah in watching their clothing and making sure that their clothing is okay. You know, based on what we're saying about not wearing two begodim at the same time, you know, you see some people that they when they wear a hat, they take a couple off their head. So, you know, is that included in this concept? So he says like this. I'm sorry?
I thought after they wear a couple underneath
the hat. He's it's interesting. He says Vahalivshim Biyachad Koiva Im Hakipa Bisaichoi. He quotes from Rav Chaim Palaji. Others disagree. They say that's not considered to be two begadim of the exact same type. So if you literally went, you know, two kapach on your head at the exact same time, that would be considered kashal shikha, and so on. Good. Fine. Let's move on. Yeah. In other words, two vests, you know, two shirts, two. Yeah, in a Hanami, he seems to understand that that's considered to be two head covering. I'm not sure. I hear. I'm not sure. Beis al yomer, a person shouldn't say hinani b'chadri chadarim, I am in the privacy of my own house. Me reyeni, who sees me, ki hakadosh baruch hu malay chalaretz kavodai, and therefore these dinim apply. Gimel, yudaktik b'chalukei lelov shekadarka, you should wear your clothing properly. Shleiyapich. Do not wear your clothing inside out. The Beisav over here says that this is based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Eizehu Talmud Chacham, Shemachzirin Le Aveda B'Tfias Ayin." Who is a Talmud Chacham? Who you would be machzirin Aveda, even if there's no clear siman? But he says, "Yeah, that is my ball. It's my football. I look the same as everyone else's football, but I know what my ball looks like. I know what my X looks like. I've got a tzvias eye on it." So who is considered to be a Talmud Chacham for this? Someone who's makpid on his chalak, not to wear it the wrong way, the right way, and so on. Says the Beis Yosef, a cave into hashta lav bedinei hachzaris aveda betvias ayin askinon Hishmitu Rabbeinu midivir Rabbi Yechanan. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch left the Beis Yosef, the Torah, in this case left it out. We're just coming to say this is an appropriate thing for a person to do, to wear your clothing properly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afal pi shutachas kol malbushim. So let's say you're wearing a vest underneath your shirt, so why can't you wear it inside out? No, you still should not do the kol shkim b'shar begadim, which are visible. B'chutz. And the Yiro at Firis on the Gunais to see the stitching, the Imrei Chalak in the seams, the Isganib of Neabrias. People look at you and say, "Look at the way this fellow is dressed." Vimloy Nizar, the Hafach, Im Talmud Chacham, Lutzach, the Pashto, Lachs of Lovish Kedarik, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you are someone who represents Torah in the world, so it's more incumbent upon you to dress in a manner which is appropriate. You shouldn't be someone who, Chalila, people look at you and they say, "Look how repulsive Talmid Chachamim and Torah is." Meshar kol adam, who don't necessarily represent Torah as such, ein tzarich, they wouldn't need to immediately change their clothing. Ula tefila, afilo kol adam tzarich lapashti ula lav shekedarki. When it comes to tefila, the person needs to be that much more mindful of the clothing which they're wearing. Sharoi, Oz, Lahadr, Begodav, Kimavur, Besum, and Tzavi Aleph. Good. Toiv shiyosim shnei tzidi amalbush biyad yamina v'yobush yamin v'achakach asmol. You should wear, you should put the right side on first. V'yichavan ki akol nechal b'yamin. U'mina yamin b'ol asmol. So you're kind of holding both sides in your right hand and you put the right side first. Everything is equal to the right. The right is chesed. I'd like everything to kind of go and filter through chesed. Kosova Rambam, Malbush Tamat Chachamiyah, Malbush Noah Vinaki. It should be nice, it should be clean. V'asa Loishi Matze Bevigde Kesem Esham Nunis V'chayetzabem. There shouldn't be a stain, there shouldn't be grease, especially if it's something which is moist, that there should not be on his clothing. V'la Yilbash Loi Malbush Sarim Shakom Mistakam V'emle Malbush Aniyim Shum Vaze Es Leivshav. It should be nice, decent clothing. It shouldn't be too fancy. It shouldn't be something which poor people wear. Ayin sham oit. Good. Dalid, we say, yin ol min ol yamin tchila. You should put your right shoe on first. Vale yikshirenu, but not tie it. Ve'achach yin ol shal smol v'yikshirenu, and in the left, and then tie it. Ve'yachzar v'yikshir shal yamin. And then you should go, you should tie the right. So the Gemara quotes what appears to be a steer. There's one place which says the right first. There's another place which says the left first. So the Gemara says when it comes to placing the shoe on, the right shoe goes on first. When it comes to tying, because we find chashivas to the smile with regards to tefillin, so we say the same thing. So therefore it's left, right is the way it's done, says the Ramah. Ub min olim shalanu she'ein lahem kshira. You have often a Ramah that they didn't have shoes with laces in the times of the Ramah. I think the Chafetz Chaim said also used to wear shoes without laces because he made a cheshbon. Think of how much time it takes, you know, to tie your laces and untie your laces every single day, every week, every month, every year, you know, times 70, 80, 90 years. They say we know every single moment for the Chafetz Chaim. We all know the famous story when Nathalie Trop was really unwell and they were doing a campaign in the yeshiva to give X amount of time of their life to Nathalie Trop. And they asked the Chavetz Chaim how much time he's willing to give, and he said something like a minute. You know, and they were like, you know, 1 minute, that's all. It's like a minute. Ugh, you know, time was extremely precious to the Chavetz Chaim, so he did not wear shoes with laces. I'll call upon him. That's what the Ramah says also. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yamin, Shekin Matzini B'Teirah, Shehakol Mistaklin Behem, Shekin Matzini B'Teirah, Sheyamin Chashiv Tamid. The Yamin is always considered to be more important. Le'inyan Boyen Yad, V'Regel, in the Tahara, things are sprinkled on the right hand side. V'Lechol Advarim, Shemakdim, and Yamin L'Smol. We always preface the right to the left. There's also a discussion in halacha about when a person washes one's body, you should wash the right side first, the right arm first, and then the left arm, and the right leg before the left leg, and so on. It's an amazing thing. You know, the Chazon Ish writes in the letter, he says something along the lines of "Ein li kol tnuah v'tnuah she'eineni nimlech b'dalad chelkei shulchan aruch." Like, there's no action which I do in my life which I don't have to first consider. You know, the Dalad Chalki Shulchan Aruch. You know, you're showering, you know, let me shower the way I want. There's a way to shower. You're the right side, the Rosh comes first, the Rosh has Cheshivas. Everything is done with a Cheshbon. The person is always connected. So we said, Shakesha Alet, we said that there is an Inyan, I'm sorry, Yik Sharenu, Dil Inyan Kshira, when it comes to tying Matsinu Shatera Nosna Cheshivas El Hasmail. Yes, chashiv is given to the left side. Shekosher aleh tefillah shel yad. The tefillin shel yad, one ties on the left. Uba an pilois shel levet in soch lahakdim smol ekshira. So I think this was some type of a felt, kind of long sock, which had laces. One does not need to be makdim in the smol. The itzer yad, if a person is left-handed, shemeniach tefillin biyamin shel kaladim, they put tefillin on their right arm, so yakdim yamin gam lekshiva. So then they would do the opposite way, because as we're saying, it has to do with the way you put your tefillin on. So for them, but they put the tefillin on the opposite way, so that's the way they would do it.
That would apply to anything, including washing as well. They would wash their left hand side first.
For most things. For some things, not. Like Lamash. I think we're going to see Lamash. Where's the next time we'll have it? I think Lamash by Kriyashma. I think you're still supposed to put your right hand over. Right? There's some things where it's a din in the right, and there's some things where it's a din in your right. We'll have to see. so we said, the Rama said, with our shoes, where there's no kshira, you put the amin tchila. The gam im nez damin loy shall smile, yam din adjavi loy shall yamin, meaning you happen to first find your left shoe. The shoes, you kick them off under the table, and you find your left shoe first, you find your left shoe, wait, try and get your right shoe first. Kishu rechitz, vesach, here he brings it, when you are washing, or you're putting oil on your skin, yamin tchila, once again, the right side comes first. Gemsach kol gufay, reish tchila, first comes your head. Mevneishu melech al kol yivarim, v'ayin medach yimayishas. So we see again, hashivas is given to the right side of one's body. Hey, tisha chaylitz min olav, chaylitz shel smil tchila. So now, when you are removing your shoes, you remove your left first. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chaylitz, Shezeu Kvodei Shal Yamin. So it's considered to be a covet for the Yamin that my right foot still has a shoe on it. So if I'm going to remove the shoes, I'm going to remove the left one first. Now he says over here in the footnote in 18, Valkein Va'ofin Shechalitza Haina Lechvod Ula Mitzvah. If there's some type of a mitzvah involved in the removing of shoes, kigoin shecholetz be'arav Shabbos min olav kedei litzayvan, alachlifin ba'achirim lechvid Shabbos. So he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says cholitz yamin tchila, because now it is a covered for the right. He says when a person removes shoes on erev Yom Kippur, kishecholetz be'arav Yom Kippurim ay be'arav Tisha B'av, afal pi shecholetz l'shem a mitzvah. Yachlit shall smell tchila memnei shechalitza zu he mishum inui ayavelas v'tzar ve'ein mekach mishum kvoida shall yamin. So therefore you do the same thing. He says when a person is removing one's shoes for nesias kapayim, he quotes from the luach of Eretz Yisrael, sheish lachlit shall yamin tchila, because you're doing it now l'shei mitzvah. You know, so there is interesting discussion. If there's an aspect of mitzvah involved, what should one do? Let's see if we can do vav. We'll see. Asir leilech bekeima skufa. V'leyelech arba amas begili harish mitneik v'dashchina v'yivdeik nekavav. So what have we said so far? Number one, he said it's asa for a person to walk in a very proud, outstretched manner. Number one. Number two, a person should not walk Dalad Amos, the Gili Rosh, with the head uncovered, because of Kvod HaShechina. One should check oneself to see if one needs to be excused. Agav Yechas Kol Gufay, V'Leyelach Yachiv, he shouldn't walk barefoot. V'Yagal Atzmei Lipanei, Speik of Erev, Shuz Lizus and Akiyas. A person should try and habituate himself to excuse himself, have a bowel movement, specifically in the morning and in the evening. Maybe just before we see the Mishnah, we'll have to finish the Mishnah tomorrow, I'll just mention a very interesting Bach over here. The Bach says the following. He says like this. Here we go. He says, Igal Medak. He says, and he's asking from the Torah, obviously. He says, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is it. Vesu ikalamedak. Another question. This statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, it says, Asur lahalach became a skufa. It says you shouldn't go down to Amos became a skufa. That's what it says. The chim kosvu harif harosh. They say don't walk down to Amos became a skufa. Rabbeinu the tour hishmitai. He said you can't walk became a skufa. He leaves out down to Amos. The kosvu bistam the asur the hashto. Both of them, it says Dal Amos. On one, the Torah is mashmit, and one, the Torah is not mashmit. One time he leaves out Dal Amos, and then he doesn't. So says the Bach a very interesting thing. Menir the Rabbeinu Zal Svirle to become a skufa to do Isra Gomor Nochen lahachmir v'lesa afapachas me'arba amis. You have to be more machmir in the way that you walk. You shouldn't walk in a very haughty manner. And so on. He says, "Avalelech begili haroish ein ister kol ikker." Uch the mashma with the kamar Rav Huna says, "Rav Huna le'ozal arba amas begili roish." By his face, it's a mile of Rav Huna. He didn't walk down amas begili roish. Alma da'achrina leka mizdari ba'achiv. By his face, other people were not so meticulous like Rav Huna, and he brings other rayas from the Gemara on Shabbos. It says tasily to lay mazgina arba amas begila reish. Rav Huna Breit Bishvia says it's come from his car. Why? Because I didn't walk down amas with a gila reish. So you see, it's a mili de chasidusa, and so on. He quotes a Tashbeit. The ena aser leilach begila reish. I quote a kolboy b'shem the maram. And we know that svardim, many svardim, even to this day, but they will not. Have the head covered, when they daven, when they eat, and so on. And if it was an Issur Gomor and so on, then of course there would be machmer. So he says that that's the reason why the tour leaves it out in one place. And again, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here. Also leilach b'kim b'skufa, and then he says leilach da'anamis b'gilei reish. We will, Bez Hashem, pick up the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow.